Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boscherman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the numerology and the energy for the month of April 2022 for the collective, as well as the forecasts for each individual life path number. Before we get into the forecast, I want to mention that this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. So April is a 10-1 month. So ultimately a 1 month. We're going to be looking a lot at the energies of the 10 because that is significant, but we will break it down with a 1 as well. So we're officially in Aries season. April is considered, of course, Aries season. It's the beginning of the astrological new year. And in numerology, this year, April is a universal cycle of 1. So this is a tremendous amount of fire energy, of initiation, getting started on something, taking a big risk, saying yes to inspired action, and allowing yourself to be bold in your choices and how you move forward. This is the month to take those big ideas from March and begin to take action. Last month was sort of the incubation period, a time for creating space, exploration, and planning. This month is all about getting the green light and taking off like never before. The vision, the spark that was ignited and came in for us last month is now ready to grow and will require our focus and dedication. So there may be several things ready to take off for you this month, and you may need to prioritize your time and your energy to determine which ones hold the most value for you in getting you to wherever it is you're trying to go. So be mindful of the kindling you're using, body, mind, and spirit, to fuel the fire of this new endeavor or endeavors. So right out of the gate in April, we have this Aries new moon occurring on April 1st. So again, we start the month off with an explosive amount of energy and fire, and this one energy will be amplified. Pay attention to the emotions that surface for you really all month, because we end the month with an eclipse. So there will be a tremendous amount of energy to work with, to harness, and to channel into something powerfully positive and productive. So be very intentional with how you choose to participate and how you choose to work with all of this fire. It'll be very easy to fall into either extreme of this energy this month. So be sure to listen to my moon videos covering the numerology and energy forecast for the new and the full moons for really the most comprehensive understanding of what we are working with this month when we're talking about the illumination of those moon cycles, as well as for the eclipse at the end of the month. I highly recommend listening to that again for sort of the biggest picture of this energy that we're working with, especially for April. This is a big, big month. So the month of April holds the energy of 10-1. This is an incredibly beautiful energy for bringing people together. The 10 coupled with the energy of the 1 really signifies this idea of bringing peace or contributing towards peace through the individual presence. So to understand that, when we speak of oneness, we refer to the energy of oneness, the divinity within all, of life, all beings. So again, it's an energetic focus. Oneness does not negate your own individual identity, thoughts, experiences, beliefs, individual truths, or individual autonomy. However, it is the understanding that this energetic oneness creates the opportunity for individual action to eventually have a greater impact on the whole, the collective. We are all made up of energy, and when our individual vessel moves or manipulates that energy in some way, it eventually creates a ripple effect. Therefore, our individual choices help to establish peace and fellowship through, again, our individual presence. and our individual choices. They contribute towards seeing the same energy and presence play out within the greater collective. So the point being, be very aware, especially this month in April, of how you choose to contribute. The influence of this 10 energy also brings with it the potentiality for luck, success, honor, and material rewards. You could have opportunities to share your wisdom from past experiences in a way that can carry wide and pronounced benefits. This is a time to put yourself out there in ways that may feel very, very uncomfortable, but that also feel aligned. So be bold. Share your wisdom in ways that feel good for you, even if it's outside of your comfort zone, especially if it's outside of your comfort zone. That which you initiate under this energy throughout April is bound to be successful. This 10 energy brings with it a sort of a turning of the tide. That which you have been working towards can now come in. You may see a series of events bring great success and the potential for material accomplishment. This is the start of a new cycle, and you get to decide what direction you'll move this energy towards. Remember that the innovative ideas and the fresh beginnings, including events that appear to be merely coincidental, are all results from efforts you have already expended. You've always been the magician of your own story. So April is an incredibly powerful month, kicked off by a dynamic new moon and closed out with a monumental eclipse. Everything in between has the potential to pack just as much punch. So take inspired action this month, stand up and stand out, even if you have to stand alone initially, and be bold about going after what you truly desire. And this energy will work with you in ways you can't even begin to imagine. Remember that you hold the power when it comes to creating the life of your dreams. It may be very uncomfortable at times, but don't give that power away. Recognize where you hold the power, as well as recognizing and acknowledging where your natural limitations are, so that you can also ask for help where you need it. And then accept that assistance graciously, without shame. There is power in recognizing when we need to ask for help and in doing so. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a look at the forecast for the individual life path numbers for April 2022. Life path number 7. So I pulled an animal spirit card for you all for April, and you got Snow Leopard. Snow Leopard's message for you all is take some time out of your usual life and spend it in solitude. So what's interesting about this is typically with sevens, solitude is sort of the name of the game. You all typically are just fine with spending time in solitude and, exploring your inner depths and self-reflection and all of those things. And sometimes sevens can sort of fall into the extreme of going into like hermit mode, where even if you're extroverted, you may have a tendency to sort of live in your own world, within your mind or exploring the universe or whatever. And so you can sometimes, just kind of get not stuck there, but, you can, just kind of go more into hermit mode. And so sometimes you have to be very conscious of making sure that you're getting out and mingling and socializing with the world and interacting and integrating and all of those things. So for those of you that this is relevant with Snow Leopard, this is just a call to, if things have felt really hectic or if your schedule hasn't permitted you to spend that time in solitude that really sevens need, it's just something that's just a part of your essence to, again, just need that time alone. Even if somebody is in a partnership, if they're a seven, it would be wise to make sure that you're taking time each day to spend time alone and spend time in self-reflection or contemplation or whatever. That's just something that really refuels a seven. Really humans in general, but sevens just really, there's just so much kind of going on there. again, psychically and physically, and there's just a lot. So you guys really do need to take time alone to rejuvenate and to recharge. And that includes unplugging. So if you need to take time away from social media or take time away from family, friends, whatever, and you get to decide how much time that is that you need to rejuvenate, that comes back to setting healthy boundaries. So if you have sort of been neglecting that very potent side of yourself, where again, you just really need that time alone, make sure that this month that you are very conscious about scheduling that in and making the time to do that. Because again, sevens are also very practical. And so if you put it on the calendar, if you put it on the in your schedule, then you will make sure that it happens. And so sometimes we need to do that in life. Things just get so hectic and chaotic that we need to schedule some time alone and to rejuvenate. So just make sure that you are aware of that and that you're honoring that side of yourself. Okay, so looking at the month ahead for you all, at the beginning of the month, we have something coming in around finances, resources. This is good news. This is maybe signing a contract that has the potential to have some financial gain, financial rewards. You could see some financial rewards coming in from effort put forth previously, because again, we are in a one universal cycle this month. And so you could be seeing some return of your investments, which is beautiful. There's definitely something here around like money management, financial independence, and it doesn't have to be money. It can be like resources or anything in the material realm, really. But there's something here about you sort of taking charge of that, maybe managing your money better, managing your thoughts around money, managing your thoughts around resources and worth, all of those things coming in really, really strongly and quite quickly, actually, beginning of the month. So it may be that there's something that you've been waiting to have some financial rewards or gain on, and all of a sudden it comes in pretty quickly, and you're just being, you know, asked to make sure that you're managing that in the appropriate way, which sevens are very practical, very grounded, typically, so I don't think that you'll have a problem with that. So then we move into mid-month and also seeing some kind of piece of the puzzle coming in for you all that feels like a gift from the universe. So if there's something that you've been waiting on, something that you've been like trying to figure out, something you've been maybe struggling with, that's really been taking a lot of your time and energy and focus, I feel like that missing puzzle piece is going to come in quite quickly as well, mid-month. And then it's like you kind of get the green light, you kind of feel like you're stepping into the magician energy, and you're able to lay everything out on the table and see how you want to put it all together and what you want to create with it. So it's kind of like whatever it is that comes in for you mid-month, the timing wasn't right previously. And so now the timing is right. It comes in and you're able to see the whole picture. And now you know what you're working with. And it's kind of like you get the green light and you're able to hit the ground running on whatever this is. This is very creative energy. This is very powerful energy. And it kind of allows you to, again, to really step into your seven energy, which is the bridge between the metaphysical and the physical. So again, it's like getting the inspiration, getting the ideas, and now knowing what to do with it. So you're like, you're getting that missing puzzle piece, and now you know how everything sort of fits together in whatever this is, like whatever, again, whatever it is in, you know, in your genre, whatever you're working with. You know how sort of everything's kind of fitting together now and the steps that you need to take. And so it may be that you need to ask for assistance, but I really get the feeling like this is your game now, and you're like the lead player. So you're the VIP, or MVP, whatever it is. So this is beautiful energy. And I feel like you're going to feel like, okay, now I can really make things happen. I understand like my role in this, whatever this is, and I can get started and I can really move forward in a big way. So, beautiful energy beginning and end of the month. Then at the end of, beginning and middle of the month. Then at the end of the month, we have something, there's something here around there's like a major transformation that you've been moving through. It almost feels like a major, like, metaphorical death, rebirth, again, transformation, some kind of major transformation that you've been moving through. This doesn't feel like it's coming in now. It feels like it's something you've been moving through for quite some time. I feel like this is coming to an end now. You're getting to see, you're kind of like, you're spreading your wings as the butterfly, right? Like you've moved through the chrysalis phase, you've moved through all of the goop, and now you're emerging as the butterfly. And that's really what this feels like. It feels like you've kind of gone through the trenches. You have done the work for the transformation. And now it's kind of like you're seeing the outcome of that. You're getting, you're seeing the justice being served around that. And again, it's your own internal justice, but you're coming out of that transformation, whatever that is, and you're feeling much better. It's almost like, I don't want to be too dramatic and say like you were moving through like a dark night or the soul or something, but for some of you, it may have been that. And it's almost like now you are emerging from that and you're seeing why you had to move through that, why you had to go through that phase. And it's, again, kind of like that missing puzzle piece coming in, or all of the puzzle pieces coming together. And now you're able to see the final product, the finished product. So this is, again, really beautiful energy. A lot for you all this month with things kind of, the missing pieces coming in. I do feel like this is why Snow Leopard is coming in for you, is because I feel like you're going to kind of need that alone time to be able to integrate all of this, to be able to fully digest it and to fully understand like what you're meant to do with it now, right? So it's like you've gone through this transformative process. Now, how do you integrate? Now, how do you step back into the world and utilize the wisdom that you've extracted from that experience? Or if it's, again, something that comes in that's a missing puzzle piece, you know how it fits now. You know what the bigger picture is. So now, again, what do you do with it? And it's through that solitude or that self-contemplation, self-reflection, that you're going to be able to better understand how to integrate it. And again, you may need to ask for assistance from somebody from the external to assist you in doing that as well. But majority of this is going to be internal. So very, very important that throughout the month, you're taking ample time for solitude, for that self-reflection and contemplation. I think that's going to be really, really important for you, especially as you begin to, again, integrate all this and move it forward in the coming months. So incredibly beautiful energy for you all this month. I think you're going to see a lot coming in again that feels kind of like the answers to questions, the rewards or the return of investments. Again, like the things coming to fruition for energy that you've already put forth. So a lot of things kind of coming to completion, but in a good way, and or things coming in so that you can finally really get started on what it is that you're trying to create. So, and of course that can be with relationships, purpose, whatever. So I hope this was helpful. Thank you all so much for listening. Take care, Sevens. Bye for now.